listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
A frequent contributor to our program, a gracious supporter of KNKT, and the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, Holly Schlade, joining us by phone today. Holly, I miss seeing your face, although I had you and Dave in the studio here just a week ago.
I know. It was wonderful to see your face, but it's kind of fun to do it from a distance, too.
Yeah, we have to stay away and, you know, honor all the things that our federal government and our governor has requested. And we're really hopeful. We were just visiting with Scott Simpkins of Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. And, you know, Scott's one of those businesses, and I'm sure you are too, that's been really affected by this. They've had to lay off a lot of their sales staff at the car dealerships. They're not allowed to be open on the sales side. Their service departments are open, so everybody is aware that they can bring their vehicles in, any maker model into their dealerships, and they'll get them worked on for you. But sales of cars right now is kind of at a standstill, and Scott kind of cautions us about, you know, necessarily doing online transactions, because you really kind of need to do those things in person right now and make sure that they're handled the way they need to. And Holly, we have you on the program because I know you're a professional realtor. I want to ask you about your business. Mm-hmm. We also want to talk to you about Feed New Mexico Kids, because even though there has been no school now for a couple of weeks, you guys are still cranking out the snack packs. So get us started.
Okay, well, on the snack pack front, and I'll put a caveat in here about real estate. Real estate is actually considered still an essential business. And that's largely because people have leases coming due, people are being transferred in and out of cities. And so people are still allowed to purchase and sell homes. Title companies are considered essential, as are mortgage companies. So there's a whole lot that can be done in real estate. Virtually, a lot of photos online, but eventually you do have to set foot in the home. So we're just very thoughtful and careful about how we go about doing that, observing all the social distancing norms. But it is considered essential because of, you know, it's such an enormous transaction in people's lives. And like I said, job changes and relocations affect a lot of that. So
Holly, you're actively selling real estate right now for clients that have listed homes, right?
Correct. Yes.
That's good. What are some of the things that you have to be careful of? I mean, are you primarily touring things via pictures, or are you actually able to take people into properties, those kinds of things now?
We can still take people into homes. Of course, there's no open houses, and I wouldn't recommend that anyway. So we're keeping group sizes small. Clients drive in their own car. I drive in my vehicle. I carry hand sanitizer with us. We're very thoughtful and careful while we're inside a home, and we exit graciously. We leave our shoes outside so that we do not walk inside somebody's home with our street shoes on. And so it's just a little more careful. You know, there's a whole lot of viewing homes online that happens before somebody needs to or wants to set foot in a home. So you really don't have to go through as many homes as, you know, once upon a time you might go see 30 or 40 homes. Today people narrow it down to a really small number that they actually walk in.
Well, and you don't actually have probably 30 or 40 homes that you can even sell in a particular category, because isn't the inventory pretty skinny right now?
It's skinny, but it's growing. And it's growing because I think last time we were on visiting with you about real estate, we had about 1,500 homes in inventory, and now we have over 2,000. So it's growing. Number one, it's growing because we're a cyclical seasonal market, but it's also growing because as people hunker down during the social distancing, they're not out buying for fun as much. It's mainly when, hey, my lease is expired, or I really have to downsize, or I have to transfer. So that'll open up soon. There's going to be a lot of pent-up need.
You bet. Well, Holly, when we talk about going to the store today, just personally, kind of hard to find certain items that you want. And I've been thinking about you guys trying to find proteins like, you know, the tuna fish packets and the raviolis and the things that you like for your snack packs for Feed New Mexico Kids. Are you having a real challenge putting together snack packs now?
We are having a tremendous challenge. We used to order our ingredients from Sam's Club, our products from Sam's Club, our ravioli, mac and cheese, and just the, you know, kind of the popular grab-and-go lunch items that a lot of people are using today and storing. But because of the changes in the laws about hoarding, we are not allowed to buy more than one item, you know, one case. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we need... We need 1,224 individual cups of mac and cheese. Mm. That's really hard to put together, you know, on a one item at a time. Now they come in packs of four and they come in packs of, you know, cases of 12 at the big box stores, but, we've had some challenges. So we've got some food distributors that are looking at pricing for us. They're looking at trying to get those items in. They aren't items that they normally carry. So we've got our feelers out to other entities. We are set for this week. This Friday, we're delivering again. We delivered last Friday. We're delivering over 1,600 snack packs this Friday to various schools that APS has designated for us. And we're doing double snack pack distribution because next week would have been spring break.
Mm.
So we've got that going on this Friday, and then we've got some back stock. We had a tremendously generous donor from Mario's Catering. Mario donated a bunch of food since he had a wholesale account. He was able to get into his account and order some things that we needed for us and generously donated them to us. So we've got some things to make more snack packs for after spring break, but still not quite enough to fulfill what we need. So we're still shopping. We're still looking at food distributors, and we're still asking for mac and cheese. And I sent a bunch of people out shopping over the weekend, but my request is don't clear out the shelf. You know, buy some for us, you know, because everybody shops at a different store. Buy some, but leave some there for other people. Please don't clear out the shelves.
You bet. Well, but it sounds like, you know, you've got Feed New Mexico Kids group down at Legacy Church. They've got a big bunch of people that could all stop by the store and buy one item and drop those off really without violating any of the social distance and so forth. You can drop those off on the campuses of Legacy Church. You can drop them off at Calvary Albuquerque. You can drop those off at police substations throughout the city. And are you still picking up at those drop-off boxes and bringing stuff into the warehouse?
I don't think they're taking food donations right now.
Okay.
There's been conflicting information about the substations being closed and being open.
Okay.
And so we're not recommending them as a drop site right now.
Okay.
I know that Legacy and Calvary both have the ability to collect donations, but those are really the only two locations that I know of. Calvary Westside is collecting as well. Really what's probably the most effective is if people go online, they can donate financially, and then we're going to work through these food distribution companies.
Oh, good. And hopefully be able to buy the quantities and the items that you actually need through them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole lot more effective.
Okay, and so feednewmexicokids.com is the website. So feednmkids.com, and you can go in there and you can make financial donations. You can also find out what the latest and greatest is. And, Holly, we had David Piercy, the president of the Albuquerque Public School Board, on the show this week, and he was talking about the grab-and-go distribution that they have going through the public schools. So you are not only in line with a partner that's, you know, doing their own thing, but they're also supporting your efforts to make sure kids have food for the weekend.
Correct. We are partnering directly with APS in order to get food into the hands of the kids that have the most need. Mm-hmm. You know, we partner with APS all year long because we think that that's the best way to find the children with the need,
mm-hmm.
Rather than working through other agencies that are doing an excellent job of feeding the family.
Mm-hmm.
Very often the children that we serve have parents that are, you know, either working a lot of jobs or maybe out of work or on motel vouchers or grandparents, that have, you know, 10 and 12 great-grandchildren and grandchildren. So we distribute directly to the child through the school. Mm-hmm. So our partnership with them is very valuable, and they have been in very close communication with us. I have a liaison that I work with at APS, and we probably are emailing and chatting no less than a dozen times a day, figuring out where snack packs are going and who needs more and who might need a little less, and we can shift it over to that school. And so it's been a great partnership.
Well, Holly, we're going to take a break and say thanks to some of our sponsors. But when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about not just the challenges you're facing because of COVID-19, but I want to ask you about some of the dramatic things that you face just in the stories that you've heard about kids that don't have food and they're food insecure. So I'm going to ask you about that when we come back, because I know you're going to also share with us some stories of victory. So we'll be right back with Holly Slade right after these messages.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media, and finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, you probably heard that emergency broadcast right in the middle there of our commercial segment. It was basically a reminder for all non-essential businesses to close down and everybody stay home. Of course, we spoke with Scott Simpkins. He's one of the sponsors of our program here with Petrie Kia and Petrie Buick GMC. They've had to let go of their sales staff, but they have a full staff of mechanics and things because the car repair side of their business is deemed essential and the sales is not. Holly's just on the phone with us, Holly Slade, with Dave Slade and Associates and Feed New Mexico Kids. She's explained that the real estate business and the mortgage business, I guess, have been deemed essential. And boy, I'll tell you, it's this is going to be a tough thing, Holly, for all of us. You've already mentioned that the inventory of homes has gone up about 500 homes in about a week, and that means that sales have slowed down a little bit. So I want to encourage everybody that if you're out there looking for a home, you can find out a lot of information at Dave Slade and Associates and find out what's listed and call Holly. And then we also hope that you'll continue to be very generous in your giving and help with programs like Feed New Mexico Kids, because they're out there in the trenches, even in the midst of all of this, trying to make sure that kids have food. Holly, what, aside from the coronavirus stuff that we're facing now, what's probably the toughest story that you've come across in your work with Feed New Mexico Kids?
You know, there are hard stories on a lot of days. Some days I sit at my desk and just cry. There was one that wrecked me for several days, and that was a little girl that was being intentionally starved by her caregivers. Mm. And I start to even sort of choke up as I talk about it still, but she was very small, about 2 years too small for her grade level. Mm-hmm. And so teachers were, you know, aware that something was going on. They went through the appropriate steps that they have to go through to notify CYFD. When CYFD was finally able to remove the little girl from the home, they were there getting her things, and underneath her bed were just a bunch of our empty snack packs. Mm. So she was being starved as a form of abuse, and I would say torture. Mm. And our snack packs were there for her. That's how she sustained herself, and she hid them from the people who were trying to starve her, and was able to eat them on her own in the, you know, shelter and privacy of her own little bedroom, and then hide the remains under her bed. Mm. So I think that was the hardest one. And I'm glad that she's been removed and is someplace safe and hopefully with loving relatives or foster parents now.
Well, I like what you did there. You shared a tough story, but also kind of a victory. Feed New Mexico Kids was there for her. How many, are you getting positive feedback most of the time, Holly, about all the work that you're doing? Because sometimes work in ministry is sometimes thankless work. But I'm hopeful that people are giving you great feedback and really appreciative of all the things that go into Feed New Mexico Kids.
They are. You know, these counselors and family liaisons are really the heroes of the story. I can't believe how many circumstances, you know, they run into in and around these kids that are heartbreaking. And sometimes it takes time before you can see the victory, you know. One little guy had been sort of being bullied for about 3 years, and he just had really hard circumstances and then was passed around from family member to family member and ended up with a physical injury and just hardship after hardship. And finally the school was able to get in there, get involved, get things straightened out, and started giving him snack packs. And in a very short period of time, he stopped walking around with his hoodie over his head. He didn't isolate himself on the playground anymore. He made friends. He wasn't bullied, and his test scores came up. And all of that is possible when we just wrap our arms around a child and let them know that somebody sees their suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't always remove them from their situation, but you can give them hope and give them love in their situation, and it makes a tremendous difference with these kids.
Holly, this is a little bit off script from what we talked about prior to our interview today, but I always want to ask you about high school students, because I think that a lot of us don't realize that, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids sometimes don't know where their next meal is coming from either, and that really is a devastating thing to a high school child.
It is. It is. And teen suicide is actually 5 times higher in a teen that is hungry. And so we have to remember that when we look at these teen suicide rates in our state, which are extraordinarily high, you've got to look beyond that. This isn't just some kind of social trend. There are usually circumstances in that teen's life that are driving them to a state of hopelessness. Hunger is one of them. And there's usually a lot of other circumstances involved, but they have correlated a 5-fold increase in teen suicide when a teenager is hungry.
Mm-hmm. Holly, I started visiting with you about this this past summer in June. I didn't know you well, and we started talking about this, and the numbers that you started telling me about, and you know, being food insecure and using those kind of terms. I know we've done this many, many times, and it may sound redundant, but I think we might have a lot more listeners because people are at home and they're not able to work, and I think they may be listening to the show. So I'd really like you to kind of recap for me what a person is that's kind of food insecure and how you got involved in founding this organization.
Sure. Well, New Mexico is number one in childhood hunger, and the official term is food insecurity, and what that means is that you don't know where your next meal is coming from. So you might get a meal, but you don't know where it's coming from. But then again, you might not get a meal. We had a story of a little guy who was just ravenous Monday morning at his Title I breakfast, and the cafeteria worker asked him, "Sweetheart, when was the last time you ate?" And he said, "Well, my grandpa gave me some Cheez-Its yesterday." So that's just a snapshot of food insecurity. It's like, well, he ate something, but it wasn't really a meal, and he didn't know where those Cheez-Its were going to be there, and there was obviously no lunch or no dinner on Sunday, and so his next meal was Monday morning at school. So what happened was, several years ago, I was researching human trafficking, actually, and I stumbled upon the correlation between hunger and human trafficking, and that led me to the statistic that New Mexico leads the nation in childhood hunger, and I was dumbfounded because I've lived here a long time. You know, as we discussed, I make my living in real estate, and as a realtor, you are obligated to know about your community. You're obligated to know even what you should have known. And somehow I did not know that Albuquerque, or New Mexico, actually leads the nation in childhood hunger. So I started researching it, and I just couldn't get away from, somebody needs to do something about this. And the Lord just kept pressing it in on me that something needed to be done about this. And at first, I think I made it too complicated. I thought that I had to build some structure with a sales force, and, you know, that we had to go out and recruit a bunch of churches first, and then we had to go sign up schools. And once we had the structure all built, you know, then we could launch. And the Lord just kept pressing on me and pressing on me that something needed to be done sooner. So I wrote a proposal and submitted it to Calvary. And they said, let's try it. Let's see if people respond. And so that was about 3 years ago. In fact, March is our third year anniversary. And we've done over 51 tons of food between all of the churches that are involved, and 51 schools between Albuquerque, Valencia County, and Rio Rancho. And, of course, we're still trying to add churches and add schools. So the Lord just saw this. You know, it really is that season in life where you feel like something needs to be done, and the Lord presses in on you, and you finally go, here I am, send me, and it doesn't have to be complicated. And that's what I think is interesting about this shelter at home season right now, is you look at all the creativity that's going on with people. You know, there was a doctor that watched a bunch of YouTube videos and turned one ventilator into nine. We've got distilleries that are normally making whiskey are now making hand sanitizer. And so I think there really is this phenomenal opportunity right now for people to sit before the Lord and say, well, here I am. Here's my skill set. Here's my gifts. Here's my talents. How would you like to use me? And obviously, you know, nobody can go bolting out the front door right now to do a lot about what they might be called to do, but they can certainly be doing the prayer, the research, and the planning.
Yes. Well, and you guys are still packing snack packs. What kind of cautionary things are you doing to protect people that are helping you do that?
Well, thankfully, we have some N95 masks because my husband has some construction people that work for him. So he donated those. And we have a 900-square-foot warehouse that is also donated, by the way. And so we're only putting five people in there at a time. They have the N95 masks on. They have nitrile gloves. We have a quarantine room where all incoming food goes into the quarantine room before it's ever put in a snack pack. So, you know, we're watching, you know, how long does Corona live on cardboard and that type of thing. So we're taking every caution that we possibly can. And then we're packing snack packs, and we're a week ahead in our inventory. So it's not like if you hand me mac and cheese today, it's not going into a snack pack today and into a child's, you know, hands tomorrow. So we have these waiting periods with the products, which gives time for any virus that might be there from somebody's hands to die. And so we're taking all the precautions that we can. And then when we do our deliveries, we actually stage out in our parking lot. We lay down really thick plastic tarps. We put all of our cases of snack packs out there. Our delivery drivers come through two by two every 10 minutes, and they don't get out of their car. We load their cars. Off they go. They go over to the school. They're not allowed inside the school. They hand the cases of snack packs off to the APS staff, and then the APS staff, you know, then reaches inside, pulls, you know, a sealed Ziploc bag with all of the food items are factory packaged as well, and then hands that to the student or the family.
Mm. Holly, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about the churches that are partnering with you right now. I'd really like to mention as many of them by name as we can, make sure that people know how to get in touch. Most people that attend a certain congregation know how to get in touch with people there, so if we can mention those when we come back, I think that'll do a lot to encourage them to keep on trucking. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
If you're currently paying a monthly electric bill, you already have the means to switch to solar. Local and employee-owned and operated New Mexico Solar Group, an authorized SunPower dealer, provides a free consultation explaining the advantages of solar power. Financing available, no down payment required. It's easy to harvest power from the sun and stop overpaying for electricity. Call New Mexico Solar Group at 505-357-1198. Online at nmsolargroup.com. That's nmsolargroup.com.
Hi, did you know that some 48 million Americans suffer from some type of hearing loss? At Sound Choice Hearing, we have over 25 years of experience in hearing aid fitting. At Sound Choice, we offer free hearing evaluations, and we allow you to try the latest hearing technology absolutely free with no obligation. With the technology we offer today, we can treat any type of hearing loss, and we can help you hear better even on your cell phone. So call Sound Choice Hearing for a free hearing test and consultation at 341-1300. That's 341-1300.
All right, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Pinterest.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making sure that I found all the ways to tell my friends about the addition to the family.
Hey, congrats. That's awesome. You're having a baby?
What? Are you kidding? No. We got a new car.
Oh.
We find a lot of ways to share the good news in our life. But what about the best news? How are you at telling people about Jesus Christ?
God has a great message he wants to deliver to the world, and it's a message of hope, and you can take it to them.
Some say that's a job for pastors and evangelists, but Billy Graham didn't think so.
I would like to challenge you to be a witness for Christ wherever you go. In the shops, on the streets, on the campus, on the planes, in the buses, to your next door neighbor. That's our job in evangelism, calling upon people to be reconciled to God.
Learn how to share your faith boldly. Go to findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and we're talking about, as many of you know, Holly is a frequent contributor to this program, and she has told us all about Feed New Mexico Kids and how they deliver snack packs to APS, and I was pleasantly surprised and really just absolutely blessed to hear from David Piercy, the president of the board of directors of the Albuquerque Public Schools, telling me about their grab-and-go food that they're distributing to families from schools throughout New Mexico. But he also was very complimentary of Feed New Mexico Kids and other organizations around town that are just conscious of the food needs that people have. And, you know, Scott Simpkins, chief operations officer for Petrie Automotive Group, just shared with us that they had to lay off some of their sales staff, or actually all of their sales staff, and so I suspect that's probably true. So there's, Holly, there's a dire need now. People don't have employment. Hopefully that'll turn around fairly quickly, but a lot of people need food, and you're there helping them out.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're doing our best, along with a lot of partner churches. So Feed New Mexico Kids is the umbrella organization, but we currently have 8 churches that are helping us distribute food from Valencia County to Rio Rancho. And they're wonderful churches. You mentioned that you'd like to know which churches they are. So, you know, Calvary and Legacy, we talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're large churches and they each do a number of schools, but we also have Faith Lutheran up in the Northeast Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got St. Paul's Church of Christ in Rio Rancho, then Rio Rancho Church of Christ, High Desert United Methodist, Bosky Farms Baptist, Inspire ABQ, and then Redemption Hill was just getting ready to launch when churches were asked to not meet in person to person, but meet online. So they'll be launching when those restrictions lift. And, you know, each of these churches is so creative, and they build such good relationships with their schools. I just heard back from Karen Schaefer at St. Paul's. They were getting ready to, they were scheduled to pack 130 snack packs today, but obviously that wasn't going to work. So they contacted their schools, and they gave the food directly to the schools, and the schools were ecstatic, and they guarantee it will not go to waste, you know, and they'll distribute it as they need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then what High Desert United Methodist did was they were supposed to have their packing party 2 weeks ago, and they were not able to. So what they did was they scheduled people in groups of, at that time it was 10, so they had groups of 10 working in shifts that would go in and pack snack packs and then leave. Mm-hmm. So everybody's finding their own creative way to get this done and still get the food out to the schools. And nonprofits that are dealing in at-risk populations, and especially getting food to at-risk populations, are also considered an essential service. So we're not running around doing things, socializing, anything like that. We're simply going to our location. We're packing the food as needed, getting the food where it needs to go, and then going back home.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work when we don't have a pandemic going on. And so this is just crazy, the time that we're in. I hear that word crazy so much now on all levels, because none of us really know how to handle this. So I appreciate you using the word creative, because that's what we have to be. We have to be innovative and creative, and that's what Americans are. And it looks like our country is drawing together and taking care of one another. And I noticed that there's a lot less bickering. The fact that Congress just came up with this stimulus package, this was amazing. I thought they'd fight about it for another 3 or 4 weeks. But they finally got things together, and I'm not sure the details of it, but I'm sure we're going to have some of our political commentators giving us the lowdown on that here in the coming days. Holly, I want to ask you a little bit about Feed New Mexico Kids as a as an organization. Talk a little bit about how people can give. They can go to your website. That's feednmkids.com. Do you need any volunteers at this time?
Not at this time, because we're having to be so careful about who is handling the food. So we have a very small group of people because we have a finite number of masks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously each person has their own assigned mask.
Right.
We occasionally need drivers, but again, we have to know who they are. They have to have been background checked in order to drive onto school property and do this. So really, what we need is people's prayers more than anything. We need prayers for food, prayers for people's generosity. It is that time where if people are able to give, that's wonderful. And if people have need, then we want to know that as well. We do work through the schools. There are lots of churches like Legacy and Calvary both have programs for individuals and seniors that have need, and they should contact those churches directly. We work directly with the school, so I would say if there's a school that has need and they have not found the appropriate channel through APS, or if they're a charter school or a private school that has students in need, they can send us an email at info@feednmkids.com, and then we can get on the path of getting solutions to them.
Absolutely. I want to bring up, you mentioned Legacy Church, and we've had Dustin King, who at first was kind of the community liaison, and now he's full-blown administrating Feed New Mexico Kids for Legacy Church. Share with us about Dustin. Dustin shared that he actually found out about you guys on this radio program.
Yeah, he was listening to a radio program where I was talking about the kids and talking about, you know, number one in childhood hunger and the teen suicide rates. And he was just moved to participate. And so even though he attended a different church, he and his wife would go get food and drop it off at the bins at Calvary. Mm-hmm. And then one day he just picked up the phone and called me, and this was when he was actually working as their web and graphics person. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't in a pastoral position, he wasn't, you know, over children's ministry or anything like that. Just, you know, a guy who was listening to the Holy Spirit. So he picked up the phone and he said, hey, can other churches get involved? We said, absolutely. We want other churches. We want as many churches as we can get. He made the arrangements. We went over and presented Feed New Mexico kids to Legacy. They locked on immediately. And then their church has been just off and running ever since. And they do a phenomenal job. They have, I think they give out 600 or 700 snack packs per week.
Wow. That's an amazing work. And it all just happened because Dustin, as you said, listened to the Holy Spirit, took the information you gave. And Holly, I have to say, ABQ Connect is really about what you just described. We're trying to get the evangelical churches, all the Protestant denominations, all the Catholic churches in town, anybody that calls Jesus as Lord, we want them to use this station, KNKT, as a tool and to help them, help everybody know what they're doing, how they're doing, and what the latest and greatest is. And if we can do that by, you know, drop me an email if you'd like. My email address is jim@abqconnect.online. I'd love to put you on the air talking about what you're doing and how you're doing. And Holly, it's amazing all the things that are going on with Feed New Mexico Kids, but we have a lot more to do. You're taking care of, what do you think, 30% of the kids now that are in need?
Well, we're in 50 schools, but that's, APS alone has 141 schools. Mm. We're almost saturated up in Rio Rancho. We have just a couple more schools in Rio Rancho to cover. Valencia County needs so much more help than we're able to offer. We need help down in Belen. And so once we can get our arms around this part of the state, then we start in concentric circles going out to the more rural areas, where the need gets very desperate, as you might imagine.
Mm. Holly, I'm one of those people that does not like the fact that New Mexico is at the top of the bad list, leading childhood hunger in this nation. But I'm also one of those people that believes that New Mexico can be at the top of all the good lists as well. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Now that you've found the girl of your dreams, let us help you find the ring of her dreams. Whether you're worried about your budget, what to look for in a diamond, or even which ring to choose that will make her eyes light up, we've got you covered. We've got the best prices in Albuquerque, the largest selection in the state, and we're the only jeweler that allows you to exchange your ring for one full year, even if we custom designed it. You found your girl, and now you found your jeweler. John Thomas Jewelers, 2440 Louisiana Boulevard, on the third floor of the Lewis University building.
This is Chip Lesko, and as we all adjust to the changes from the current crisis, we are all isolated physically from each other, but we can be more connected spiritually. I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the helpful messages we are presenting on KNKT and Star 88, and share them with friends and family through social media and email. For example, this Wednesday evening, Pastor Skiff's midweek message will be called The Quarantined Life, in which he'll discuss the biblical, beneficial, and practical aspects of being quarantined. We'll carry this message live on both stations starting at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And you can share the archive afterwards from calvarynm.church. We all know people who need to know what we know about God's promises. Let's be sure that they do. That address again is calvarynm.church, where you'll find Skip's message about living the quarantined life. I hope you'll share it with friends and with family.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. One more segment with Holly Slade. She's the co-owner of Dave Slade & Associates Realtors with her husband, Dave. And Holly, we had Dave on the program last week, and he was talking about his book called The Christ Virus, and it's very eerie about the similarities between this virus and what Dave wrote in his story some years ago. So I hope that book is selling a few copies now.
It is very eerie. It's so interesting, you know, and that's, again, another Holy Spirit inspired endeavor, because there's just no way that Dave could have thought up or known things about virology, things about community spread, all of that. Now, he did a lot of research, but the Holy Spirit sort of inspired him, I'm going to say, with a carrot, you know, like come down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave doesn't have a science background or a virology background, so he did a lot of research and then, of course, had everything reviewed by appropriate professionals. But so many things that he wrote about in that book are unfolding.
Yes.
During this coronavirus pandemic, it is just eerie. I'm like, wow.
Well, and Lord, you know,
really
it's
speak through you.
I don't want to say that this is fun, but you can have some entertainment while you're waiting this out, and while you're isolated at home, you can do some reading about this mysterious Christ virus that Dave Slade writes about in his book. And of course, Dave and Holly are both professional realtors and still work full time in that endeavor. And we hope that people will call you if they're interested in buying or selling a house, even during this time. And they can see from what Holly's testimony is what you do with the money that you have. You actually support these organizations yourself. Feed New Mexico Kids is an amazing organization. Holly, if I decide to donate to Feed New Mexico Kids, is about 30% of the money that I give you going to go to overhead?
Nope. About 99.7 cents of every dollar goes to food or the Ziploc bag or the spoon or the napkin. We really, all of our people are volunteers. Our warehouse is donated. I work as a volunteer for the organization. Even our utilities are donated by our landlord. So this is just an amazing, unique ministry that we can be this big and still volunteer run. I've visited with some other lunch feeding, you know, ministries across the country, and they have said that we're way beyond what is normally able to be done by volunteers. And so 99.7 cents of every dollar is going toward the food, the napkins, the cardboard boxes, the tape.
Holly, I don't know the exact numbers. You mentioned there are 7 churches that are partnering with you right now. I know that there's a lot of businesses that have come alongside. You described Discount Tire, for example, doing a food drive for you. So I want to encourage businesses that if you, once we get all this stuff straightened out, you want to participate with Feed New Mexico Kids, you can help a lot by doing a food drive or those types of things. Holly, I don't know if this math is going to add up to you, but if right now we're taking care of 30% of the need of children in the Albuquerque Public Schools with 7 churches, if we get 14 more churches, it sounds like we can take care of the rest, and that's not a big number.
No, it's not. And if we got 14 more churches, it would be amazing. And what's the beautiful thing about every school having a church partner is the relationship that develops. Once you have a church partner and you get to know your family liaison and your principal and you get sort of enmeshed in their community, then when there are these one-off needs, like, okay, there's coats for kids, but we happen to have an elementary school kid who needs a 3XL and his favorite color is blue. You know, is there anybody at your church who could buy this little boy a coat for the winter? Absolutely. You know, we had a situation at one of the schools where one of the little girls was limping around, and the teacher asked her what was wrong with her feet, and she said she didn't know. And she took off of her shoes, and her feet were just crammed in these shoes. She had size 8 feet crammed into size 5 shoes.
Oh.
So they took her to the clothing closet, and all that was available was size 9 shoes. So they put extra socks on her and gave her the size 9 shoes. But when there's a church partner and that message goes out, you know, people rally together and they're like, we'll get her boots, we'll get her tennis shoes, we'll get her a pair of dress shoes. And then she has shoes, and it's just the need that these schools ask for is not overwhelming by any stretch of the imagination. Mm. It really is a one-off need that is very specific and so meaningful to the child.
Right. David Piercy, the president of the APS Board of Directors, shared with us that there's a process that churches have to go through, or any organization that wants to volunteer to partner with a school can go through. Holly, one of the resources you provide is to actually walk these churches through that process, right?
Right. When a church wants to become a Feed New Mexico Kids affiliate, we do a training with them. They use our artwork. They use our food list. We come out to the church, we say, here's how you collect the food, here's, you know, how you shop for food when you need it, here's how you pack a snack pack. We put them together with a school that has need, and we walk them through the process, and then, of course, we don't disappear. I talk to our church liaisons on a regular basis. If they come up with some question where they have an encounter, you know, that they haven't encountered before, we're there to either have the answer or go find the answer.
Mm. Well, I'm intrigued by all of the other things. You know, you're just talking about people meeting the needs of people as they find out there's things going on. And again, that's what I'm really appreciative that you use ABQ Connect for, us to let us know about these opportunities. Because I know people that are hurting right now are going to be encouraged in their own hearts if they serve. And that could be a small thing like Paul describes the Philippians in helping him with money as he carried the gospel around the country. And so mm-hmm. there are people that are givers and senders, and there's people that pray, and there's people that fix things, and there's people that are there to pack snack packs, and you just name it. God can use you in a lot of different ways. So, Holly, I appreciate you listening to the Holy Spirit. Leave us, if you would, with a word of encouragement to those folks that are really needing these kind of services right now.
You know, I think that people just need to make their need known. I think most of the local churches have some kind of avenue to reach out or to network with another church in the area to get your need met. So I think that's the key that I want to tell people, is don't sit with a silent need. We are a community. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are there for one another. And if somebody is out there who needs help, they just need to make it known. Raise their hand and say, I'm in a situation, or I'm depressed, or I'm feeling suicidal, or I need toilet paper. Mm. I mean, these gatherings that are going on, and people are even doing them in their communities. Neighborhoods are gathering goods in case their neighbors need them. So this is an unprecedented time of community. That's the irony, I think, about this, is we're social distancing, and yet we're experiencing community.
We know all things work for good to those who love the Lord, and we're trusting Him in this process. We'll continue to broadcast to you and try to encourage you. Holly, thank you for encouraging us today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jim.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.